Create your choice. It's simple like that. Create your choice. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. How do we create our choice? What is our choice? What is it we really want to know and experience and have in our life? Do we want perfect health, right relationships? Do we want happiness in our life? Then we create that. Now, how do we create that? We create that by every word we speak. We say, I am a happy person. And when we continually live in the awareness that we say, I am a happy person, we are a happy person. When we continually live in the awareness of saying, I am whole and perfect, you are whole and perfect. But you see, a happy person looks around and only sees other happy people. A person who is whole and perfect looks around and only sees other people who are whole and perfect. Now, what do we look around and see? What do we see in our world? What whole and perfect people do we see in our world? Do we see all of our relatives whole and perfect? What a blessing that is for them. Do we see all of our friends whole and perfect? My, what a blessing that is for them. Do we walk into a hospital and we see everybody in the hospital whole and perfect? That's kind of hard on the hospital's business, but that's a wonderful thing too. Just imagine if Jesus were to go into a hospital and see everybody whole and perfect, and they all got up and walked out. They'd chase him out of there. They'd say, hey, you're messing up our business. But we're the creator. We create by our choice. And whatever choice we have in our mind, that is what we are experiencing. Now, what choice do you want to have in your mind right now for your life? Do you want to have a whole and perfect body? Then think a whole and perfect body. Think it all day long. Think it in everything you do, in every thought you think, in every word you speak, in every attitude you have. Wherever you look, see wholeness, see purity, see goodness, see right action. When you look at your flower gardens, don't look at the aphids. Look at the beautiful flowers. Look at the lovely buds that are opening up and spreading out. If you feel it's necessary to do something for them, then do it. But look at their beauty. Look always to their beauty. When you look at your child and your child is misbehaving, you don't say, well, we certainly got to do some routing out on that. We've got to clean up on that. No, you don't. You merely say, hey, you're wonderful. I love you. I see you doing everything right and wonderful. I see you living your life in a perfect divine way. And then the child responds. You respond. Your body responds. Life responds. It's all a matter of create your choice. What is your choice? What do you want for yourself? If you say, I am whole and perfect, and you keep saying that, and that's the only thought in your mind, that's what you'll experience. If you have a dualistic thought, a thought that's other than that, then you'll have confusion and you'll have perhaps nothing. You'll not be perfect and you'll not be imperfect. You'll not be healthy, but you won't know why you have this nagging stuff about you that keeps you from enjoying everything you want to enjoy. When you walk, do you walk with your shoulders back and your chin up, chest out? Do you walk proud of yourself? Do you walk in baby steps or do you walk in nice long steps that reflect a healthy being? Have you ever seen a healthy young girl? She's into sports. She's into everything. She walks with confidence. She walks with conviction. Her legs are stretched out before her in a beautiful way. You look at a male athlete, the same thing is true. A man who is healthy and happy and hearty, he walks with an abundant step. Not giant steps that are difficult to follow, but just confident steps that reach out and move him along in a happy, harmonious way. You see, when you live the part, you experience the part. When you say, I'm whole and perfect, then act like it. When you say, I'm healthy, then act like it. When you say that my body is the temple of the living spirit, then act like it. Under all circumstances, act like it. And as you act like it, you will find that you are it. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. But do you believe in yourself? If you believe in yourself, you've got it made. If you don't believe in yourself, then you've got it made that you don't believe in yourself and that you're not very happy. So rather than think that way, say, I believe in me. I like me. I am a wonderful person. I live in my perfect body, my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Say these things, say these things, say these things. Put them into motion in your life and watch the miracles take place. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. You know you can call toll-free 1-888-463-8654, and you'll reach a practitioner here at the University of Healing who will be happy to answer any of your questions on healing. And if you want to have the healing instantly done, then say, I would be made whole and perfect. And the practitioner would say to you, you are whole and perfect now. And so, you'd both hang up and you'd be whole and perfect. When you accept this truth about yourself, it is done for you. If you ever have a call, you just call 1-888-463-8654. We're here for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.